We're going to finish on Apple TV Plus with a returning comedy drama series which arrived back on Wednesday the 24th of April. It's called The Big Door Prize, and here is a clip.
The people in this town completely upended their lives because of a card they got from a machine.
That thing will tell you your life's potential.
The Morphos made everybody think about their dreams. And now it's saying,
are you ready for the next stage?
How do we get to the next stage?
See, I don't remember seeing the first season of this. And I sort of blithely kind of went into this and watched the first episode of this, of this season two. And there are 10 episodes in this season. And I don't think you need to see it. I might be wrong. I don't know if you would agree with that, Ian, but I don't know. I think you can pick it up. Well, I certainly did. I think I picked it up quite quickly. But essentially, it's based around this Morpho machine. And it's a machine that it's kind of, it just arrives in this shop and no one really knows how it got there. But it's supposed to reveal people's true potential. And so you put some money in and a piece of, you know, an envelope comes out and it tells you, and it's changing people's lives. It reminded me a little bit, and I'm useless with names. You might be able to fill in, Ian. The program where they looked at who you should be marrying, who you should be meeting, and kind of worked out scientifically who you should be with. And people are taking, and they were taking that as very serious, and, you know, ending marriages and what have you. And the same way with this, although, of course, this is, you know, this is a comedy drama, so marginally different there. It's people that are seeing what it says their potential could be, and then actually changing the course of their life because of it. And so, and Chris O'Dowd, who I absolutely think is brilliant and great, plays the part of a teacher called Dusty. And he's kind of like real middle of the road kind of guy, you know, just does what he does, raises his eyes a bit about this, a bit of eyeball rolling and thinking, oh, for goodness sake, why, you know, what, why are people changing their lives because of this? But even he starts to question it, you know, and thinks, you know, could it, because actually what it's doing, it's saying to you, well, you can do other things, not just what you're doing now. You can do other things, and this could be, try this. How about this? It doesn't mean you have to stop your marriage just because, I don't know, true love. It says something about true love, for example. So it kind of, it's changing people's lives. I think it is quite funny in places. The narrative and the dialogue between his pupils and him is quite funny in places. But as I say, it kind of they want to know about the device. That's the whole point. Who's behind it? You know, who's created it? Who's writing these messages? Who, you know? And of course, it's, you know, it's all a bit silly. But I actually really enjoyed it. Something a bit different. As I say, I don't think you need to see season one. I certainly didn't. I don't remember it anyway. And I thought it was fine without watching it. What do you think, Ian?
I enjoyed it, and we didn't cover season one. I don't know why. And I tried watching the first episode and I quickly realized I had no idea what's going on. So I did go back to the first series. It's such a great idea. This Morpho machine that tells you, you know, what you should or could be doing. And that slightly reminded me, remember the film, the Tom Hanks film, Big, where there's this kind of arcade machine that grants him, the little boy, a wish, and the wish is to be big, to be grown up. So it's got that kind of slight Tales of the Unexpected kind of vibe to it, possibly a little bit of Black Mirror, but it's also, it's kind of about small town life, I guess, isn't it? And how all these different characters of all ages, how they react to the idea that there's this machine that will print something out and tell you, you know, this, in a way, this could have been your destiny and still could be. You know, you'd be intrigued, you'd want to know, but it's not always the answer you want. So one person gets, in series one, one person gets a card that says their destiny is liar. You know, and Chris O'Dowd's character, who I absolutely love him in this, gets a disappointing reply as well. But what's good about it is, so initially it's, I think it's his 40th birthday at the beginning of the first series, and he's just talking about, you know, he's contented, he's got everything he wants, you know, he's happy. But once this sort of, this little grit in the oyster, you know, this suggestion that, well, perhaps I could have done something else, or, you know, he's only been in one relationship as well. So kind of this, just these seeds of doubt creep into his mind. So it's really well done. I love it. And the beginning of series two is the machine is now saying, are you ready for the next stage? And people are like, what does that mean? And how do we get it to take us to the next stage? So that's the sort of jumping off point. And a machine's been found, I think, somewhere else. So yeah, I really liked it. And I will go back and watch the rest of season one.